Jack, Steve, and Tracy.
Everybody get up.
All right. 5:32, Sunny 101.5, the Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Hey, what's up?
Just watching someone eat a lot of Oreos. You know, my daughter doesn't like Oreos. I bought them as a gift yesterday, as a surprise, and
Meg
goes,
"That's
a waste of money. She won't eat them." No, because she had a Lunchable for lunch, and goes,
"You know what?
Here, Dad, you can have these."
I think she'll be okay without.
Yeah, so
eating Oreos.
I gotta bring them back.
I've never seen anybody return food.
And no one will eat them. I'm not a big fan of them. I just eat them when she doesn't eat them.
I've never seen anybody return.
You ever see anyone eat over 500 Oreos?
I'd like to return these Oreos, please.
Are they open?
They're too big. It's just too much.
They're too stuffed.
Yeah, they're too stuffed. They're mega stuffed.
They are mega stuffed. Yeah. And I thought she'd like them. What kid doesn't like all that cream in between?
Well, if she didn't try them, how would she know?
Well,
that's my question, but like I say, I wouldn't.
She usually just eats. Like, that's the kid that she gets the cupcake, and then she eats the frosting and goes, "I'm done."
Uh-huh. Well, okay.
Here, you can have the rest. Oh, thank you.
Man, I tell you, kids, they're something, aren't they? They're something. But that's all right, like I say.
But that's my big announcement. I never met a kid that didn't like Oreos.
Right. Partly cloudy, 20% chance of showers in the high 52. So that's what you're got. And I have headphones that are changing ears on me.
Are they still doing it?
Yeah, I knew they were going to do that.
He goes, "Man, it's working. It's working." I bet you the first time we do this and we just say do the open of the show, it'll start bouncing back and forth.
Yeah, I got it right where it should be. So if I sit just
Don't move.
The temperature now is 45 here at Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with... Tell me something good.
Tell me something good.
You want to introduce me?
I sure do.
Hey, you want to? Hey.
So, you know, Jack, here's Jack. He's gonna have a little tell me something good today. I love this one.
So, one of my granddaughters, Vivi. I love that name. I might have done all the granddaughter schools. I think I have. I might have missed one, maybe.
Oh, what special memories?
Yeah, I don't think I did Addie's yet. But Vivi, I did last week. So I go there, and, she's sitting next to me. Well, first of all, I walk in. It's a kindergarten, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in, and they're all sitting in front of computers. This is kindergarten? We're on computers? I'll flash back to my kindergarten days.
Yeah, it's different today.
Lucky to use a crayon.
We had workbooks, right? We had workbooks.
And a crayon, maybe. Mm-hmm. They're sitting in front of computers. And they're all buried in this work in the computer. Mm-hmm. In kindergarten.
That is amazing.
So I said, gee, that's good stuff. I mean, but anyway, so I
good
sit
stuff.
Down. They all sit down on the floor in front of me. And, of course, Vivi sits in the chair next to me. And I bring three books. And my first was this one, Peanuts, the Charles Schulz character.
Love it's called the Peanuts.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
I do. Which one is it about?
This one is
Pigpen.
This is Be Kind, Be Brave, Be You.
Uh-huh.
So
and these are your personal books, right?
No, I got them from my daughter.
Yeah, right.
I was like, huh.
So I open up the book. Of course, you got to read it, and you got to show them the pictures.
Of course.
Same time. So, first page is, be kind. If you say something kind or do something nice, then you'll make someone's day without thinking twice. So always be kind. The end. And then I close. And they didn't say anything.
They all just looked at you.
They all clapped.
No.
Encore.
I closed it. I didn't say anything. They thought it was only one page.
Oh, my gosh. Either that or they were just too polite. They were guy has lost it, but we're not going to say a word.
Don't forget, we're sitting on computers in kindergarten. We understand that you might be, not all there.
That's funny.
So anyway, I finished, and they were a very good group. They listened. They sat very nicely through three whole books.
Aw. And wasn't your granddaughter proud?
She just I think she was. She just looked and said, "What did I get myself
into?" No, I'm sure she loved it.
Yeah, she was happy. Because she even told, she even told my daughter when she got out of school, "Yeah, Papa did the one-page bit." He does that with us all the time. I've seen that bit like 50 times, so it's not.
What didn't surprise her?
Didn't surprise her at all.
She loves it anyway.
So that was a good
end.
The end.
I do like that bit. I tried to do that to Ellie, and she just said, "Okay, let's read this." No. I will read every book in her room if I do that.
Oh, yeah, you
But
will.
Her big thing is that she got this My Little Pony book. I believe it was from Auntie Kathy and G-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Uncle Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Or Uncle Truck. She can't say Chuck.
Oh, is that
she
right?
calls him Uncle Truck.
Yeah.
And it's these cardboard cut out of the My Little Ponies, and I make the story up. But she likes it because the story is whatever happened that day. So I said, Ellie Pony didn't listen, and she didn't eat all of her nuggets.
No.
That's good.
So now this pony doesn't get to go home, and he goes over there.
Way to go, Steve. Yeah, I like that good. Idea.
But then, you know, like Meg tries to do it, and she doesn't like it because, you know, it's not the same.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's a good idea.
And then the doggy ponies were very mad. Everything.
Well, anyway, that was my experience with the kindergarten class. And
something good.
Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
All right, 6:55. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, such a tragedy for actor Ron Eli, the actor who played Tarzan on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
His 30-year-old son stabbed his wife to death in their Santa Barbara, California home. Valerie London Eli, 62, was found dead of multiple stab wounds, and then police shot and killed the son, Cameron, after he threatened them. He was home during both incidents, but he was unharmed. He played Tarzan on NBC from 1966 to 1968.
Wow.
Terrible story. So we're going to follow up that tragedy. We're going to try to take this in a happier direction.
Okay.
And I really like this story. Yesterday, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Warwick Dunn's charity worked with Habitat for Humanity and others to gift a single mother a two-bedroom, two-bathroom house.
How about that?
Oh, this is so cool. Latoya Reedy and her son, Antrez, they had been living with her mother, and they were rotating sleeping on one bed. Well, Dunn said he was happy to help. His own single mother passed away before he could buy her a home, and he just felt strongly he wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. He also gave the family an apple pie, as he does with every house, because that was his mom's favorite dessert.
Wow, that's nice.
Super cool. Well, Jennifer Aniston is going to receive the second annual People's Icon Award at next month's E! People's Choice Awards. The award celebrates Aniston's long TV and movie career. Yeah, there we go. Aniston will be the second artist to win the award. Melissa McCarthy won it last year. A People source says Liam Hemsworth's rebound romance with Madison Brown is the real deal. But they say he's taking it slow. They've only known each other for a couple of weeks, but they're getting along great.
Mm-hmm.
Cute couple.
Yeah, I'd wait a couple more weeks before you pop the question. Yeah. Anyway. At least a couple weeks.
Oh, man. Well, Matt Lauer is said to have pushed for, I don't know why this one surprised me, but Pippa Middleton to become a contributor on the Today Show. Apparently, he had quite a thing for Pippa. And he shut down his favorite steakhouse to arrange a private dinner for her, and then invited her to a test shoot in Montana. NBC staffers were pretty nervous about Matt's interest in her, sources say, and his efforts were eventually overruled by his bosses. Well, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively gave the public their first look at the baby yesterday, sort of. Reynolds posted a picture of the three of them standing together in the woods of British Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And but they actually put a little pink smiley face on top of the newborn's face. these guys are just notoriously very private about sharing details about their children.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't even said whether it's a boy or a girl yet.
So we don't know.
But maybe the pink smiley face says
that
something.
Pink, you know, has to be something, right?
I did that. You know, when you first go in and they have like, oh, here's your board. Let's see. Let's go through mm-hmm. everything. What we want today. We're going to have a good baby, this and that. Or no, it was like good blood pressure. We're going to have a nice, easy birth for mom and this mm-hmm. and that. And the baby, and they said, you know, is it a boy or a girl? And we didn't know with Ellie. And I said, well, can we just put human?
Yeah, humans
we just put and they laughed. Well, I haven't heard that one before. I was like, well, I don't want to give it away.
That's a good one.
All righty. Today is...
And before you tell everybody what today is, okay. Yesterday was Boss's Day, right?
And we wish Bill,
and I told
Bill,
you,
yeah.
And what did I tell you on the air? Because I just wanted to make sure it was confirmed.
That's
I told you
out.
Because you wanted to get him some, the Boss.
Of course.
And I said, he's not going to like anything we get him.
Okay.
So I went up to him and said, if we'd have got you something, you would have... Yeah, he said, I probably would have taken it back. So I saw that.
But no, this is... Then it can't do that. So we're walking out to go get lunch at 9:15.
Okay.
All right, where are we going to go? I don't know. We'll just find some place to eat. Okay. Yeah. There's Bill. We should probably say Happy Boss's Day.
Yeah,
all right.
He appreciated
hey, Bill.
That.
How you doing? Happy Boss's Day. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you for showing up for work. I said, isn't that a gift enough? and then Jack goes, yeah, we tried to tell Tracy. Like, she wanted to do all this stuff, and we tried to tell her.
Yeah, get you something.
No, I wouldn't have liked it. In fact, you know, next time, you can just leave me cash. That's what he said.
He's on strictly cash.
He's a cash gift receiving only.
I told you that yesterday. You thought I was just being my usual smart person,
yes.
but I wanted to get your usual smart Alex self. Right.
She wanted to get in your office and throw streamers all
there
over and really decorate.
Bring a big chocolate cake.
Yeah.
All right. So
today
is National Mulligan Day.
National Mulligan.
Oh, Jack. Jack
National
knows
Pasta
that.
Day.
Mulligan. Every time you hit a golf ball, Mulligan. Right?
Right.
Now, Jack, you've already used your 17. We're only on hole 3.
All right. And it is also Felicity Jones' birthday.
Felicity Jones. I know that name.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, how could you not know that name?
Was she in Ghostbusters?
I don't know.
I don't know. That was a homer right there. I don't know.
So I'll say 50.
39.
36. Whoa, I overshot.
Was she on Saturday Night Live?
She was in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and The Theory of Everything.
No, mm-hmm. wrong. I'm thinking it's a different... Was it Felicity? What was the name? Jones?
Felicity Jones, yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
man. Okay.
Way off.
Next.
Mae Jemison.
May we have another name.
May we have another name, please. Right. Mae Jemison.
You just make it.
Just make the names up.
Let's take my favorite month, May, and my favorite liquor, Jameson. May Jameson.
38.
Well, you obviously
this
don't
is a that. Hard one.
Oh, 63.
She is 63.
No way. No, are you messing with me?
I am not messing with you.
Who is May?
She was the first African American woman to go into space. She's an astronaut.
Oh, I should have known that. Shame on me.
Yeah, you were there with her.
No, I wasn't with her. I should just know stuff like that. Is
and
that it?
And Ziggy Marley.
He's still alive, huh?
Wow.
Yeah, you know what he is? Because, you know, when I went to Jamaica, that's how they get you to buy everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to the street, which is fun, by the way. You go there and you try to get dresses and things, and it's just like a big craft market. Everything's Bob Marley. Like, you put on a shirt, oh, very Bob Marley, man. Mm-hmm. You know, there are other artists other than the Marleys.
But this isn't Bob Marley. This is Ziggy.
This is Ziggy, his son.
And Ziggy would probably be, 48?
53.
51.
All right.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
7:38. Let me guess. Your life hack has to do with moving.
Packing.
Huh?
Packing, moving.
Yeah, I took a guess.
It's all about utilizing empty space. You know, we talked about it before.
Right.
You know, and this is just one that really, it's you kind of, when I'm going to say it, yeah, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Heavy things.
Heavy things.
Books, mm-hmm. which I don't have a lot of. I'm not a reader, believe it or not.
Right.
I forgot I was telling someone that and said, really?
Mm-hmm.
not a reader, like a book.
But there are people that have a lot of books.
That have a lot of books. Some of them are leather bound and smell of sweet mahogany and very heavy. Mm-hmm. For moving those, instead of just throwing them in a box, making that box heavier and heavier and heavier.
Yeah, that's right.
Find a rolling suitcase with wheels. Fill up that and utilize that empty space.
You
now,
can move that around pretty easy.
Now,
then.
I'm a big fan of like when we store our suitcases. They're like the Russian nesting suitcases where I put the smaller one in the big one.
Yeah, we do that too.
So I utilize that. But I never thought about, man, if I just take all those out and they all have wheels and I can put all this heavy stuff, that would be a great way to move, say, one room.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's a good idea.
Everybody has that kitchen drawer, the junk drawer.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't open because something gets caught and then it never closes and you know it's in there but you can never find whatever you're looking for, that drawer. Mm-hmm. You just dump that in a suitcase, be done.
Well, that's a good moving, packing life hack right there. Mm-hmm. All right.
Do you ever want a cold beverage, like, you know, whether it be soda or even water? I don't like to drink water unless it's really cold.
That's how I love it. I know my first water in the morning. It's like the best drink all day.
Want it to be ice cold, right?
Yes. Oh.
And you don't always remember to put it in the refrigerator. So I think this is brilliant.
Okay.
You just wet a paper towel.
I've done this.
And then you just get that wet paper towel and you form it around the bottle and you put it in the freezer for 15 minutes.
And it works.
And it will be almost ice cold.
Yeah.
It just speeds up that process of making your beverage super cold.
You know what else it works for?
Mm.
Beer.
Beer too.
Yeah, that's, I tested it.
Bottle
it
pop.
Works.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Beer. By the way, beer bottles or beer cans. It works on both. It's an equal opportunity chilling hack.
All right. Well, my subject: grapes. Eat more grapes. I'll tell you why.
Why?
It improves the brain's ability. It sounds pretty important. What these grapes can do for you. It improves the brain's ability to process new information and thus enhances your intelligence. So eat more grapes. And in my case, eat tons of grapes. I'm gonna start eating more grapes than you've ever seen. If it enhances my intelligence, I'm all about
it. There we go.
All right, so there you go.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks. Making life just a bit easier.
Sunny 101.5 at 7:51. It's time for another edition of Go Figure.
It's actually time to quiz Jack about golf.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
So great. This is actually a rule. All right, you ready?
This is a rule?
This is a rule, and I'm going to say it's not a very well-known rule, but the LPGA Championship golfer Leanne Walker.
Yes.
Was informed that she was breaking some obscure new rule when she came in. The first two holes of her second round.
Yes.
How did I get that high of a score? Well, it's ma'am, Miss Walker.
Yes.
You've acquired 58 penalty strokes in the two rounds.
How did she do that?
Okay, there's some new rule, right? A rival caddy said, hey, you're breaking this new rule. It prohibits caddies from lining up a putt for a player.
Uh-huh.
They can say, here's your putter. Okay. The green's a little fast to the left, but they can't line it up.
Boy, I've had caddies show me how to do that.
58 penalty strokes, giving her a score that was probably still lower than Jack's for her first round, which is 127.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
No.
Come on, be honest.
I mean, my first time I ever golfed?
No, but I mean...
Now?
Yeah.
No, I'm golfing pretty decent right now.
Okay. Mark my words, he will quit golf 17 times next year.
When's the last time I quit? It's been over a... Well,
yeah, you know, it has. Man, you're right.
Yeah.
I take that back.
Now, bowling, that's a different
bowling, goal. he's... You know, I'm never doing that sport again. Yeah. Hey, what's going on? I got a bowl. They need an alternate. So I said, what happened
story.
To I'm not bowling? So anyway, she came in at 90 for the second round.
Uh-huh.
And if she would not have been assessed any of those penalties, she would have shot 85 and 74.
That's good. Now, that's good.
Yeah. She missed the cut, though, with her 58 penalty strokes. What's the most penalty strokes you've taken on a hole?
Oh. I'd say, let's say it was a par 5.
Okay. That means 5 shots to get it in the hole, everyone.
Yeah, I know 11, probably.
So you shot 11. Yeah. Now, how many of those penalty strokes do you go, and I just take a freebie here?
I'll never tell.
Oh.
The story you just heard is true.
Maybe.
Time now for What's Wrong with Name That Tune. Jack, Steve, and Tracy will take a well-known song and change the lyrics. All you have to do is let us know what the correct lyrics are. Now, let's play What's Wrong with Name That Tune.
All right. Well, it's 12 past 8, and if you can sing the correct lyrics on the air, then we'll give you a $25 gift certificate to Soul Takers Acres in Warsaw, okay? Just in time for the Halloween activities.
Are you ready?
I guess I'm as ready as I'm going to be. Hang on here now.
Okay, you guys get ready. I have a big shout out to Marilyn.
Marilyn.
A friend of mine who is listening on the app.
That's
loves
cool.
Listening in the morning. So thank you, Marilyn. We love hearing. She was texting me. I was like, wait a minute, are you in town?
Oh.
No, I listen on the app every day.
That is all
love
right.
Love it, love it, love it.
I'm telling you, this.
And this, you're in for a treat now because.
This show is coast to coast, baby.
There
I'll
we go.
Okay, anyway, I just hope my head.
And they're all waiting for this.
All right, they are waiting. So. 1, 2, 3, 4. I guess you
didn't care.
Keep going. No, take it from Once Upon a Time. I'm
okay,
lost.
All right.
Yeah, it's the same. Take it from Once Upon a Time, okay?
This is starting well.
1, 2, 3, 4. Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me, 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 me. I guess you didn't care. I guess I liked that. And when I fell hard, you took a step back. Without me, without me, without me, 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 me. And he's long gone. When he's next to me.
You are like half-timing it.
We're almost there.
There you go.
Realize. The blame is on me. Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. Because I knew you chewed double bubble gum again. Shame on me. Because I knew you chewed double bubble gum again. Double, double. I knew you chewed double bubble gum again.
You know, I think you had a little bit of performance anxiety because our boss is in here.
You like halfway through, you were adding measures that weren't in the song. And I was like, what are you doing? You're slowing it down. Okay, I can match that. And then it was like.
Well, hopefully who sings it on the air will have better timing than I do. 236-1015. Good luck.
The most music for your
Sunny 101.5, who's this?
Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer. Man, I hope you can do this because I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yes.
All right, well, okay, so what? 1, 2, 3, and he's long gone when he's next to me. I realize the blame is on me. So go.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Woo-hoo. That's it. Very good.
Nice job.
You know what? I don't know how you did it, but you did it. Okay.
You want to do morning radio with us?
Yeah. Well, you're a winner.
Yes, I do.
Well, now you've got a $25 gift card to Soul Takers Acres in Warsaw. Congratulations and happy Halloween. I don't know why she put those two lines in there anyway. That doesn't belong in that song.
Mainly, it was just to screw up some
timing.
DJ in Indiana. Said, man, you know what? This is a perfect copywriting tool. Everyone can steal it, but no one can perform it.
Oh, well. Anyway, hey, I'm no Taylor Swift. I realize that.
Thank you. Thank you for clarifying that because, you know, I've worked with you for over 4 years, and now I just realize you're not Taylor Swift.
For the Friday Jack, Steve, and Tracy show. Friday already. How about that? Let's hear it for Friday.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, yeah. And Chick Flicks and the Super High Low Jackpot.
Woo-hoo!
and a lot more. We get you ready for the weekend tomorrow morning.
Jack, Steve, and Tracy. Weekday mornings from 5:30 till 9. You can listen live worldwide at sunny1015.com. Thanks for listening.